Okay. Does, remember, everybody needs to be wearing their badge with your orange dot on it so that you will be able to vote. If there's no badge with, if there's no badge, no orange dot, you will not be able to vote. Okay? So, that's right. Okay. All righty, folks. All right, here we go. We are going to start. We are going to start with the office. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to do something a little different. The board of directors passed a policy document the other night. Those of you that were at the board meeting heard it. We have more folks here tonight. It's called the Board Expectations, Roles, and Responsibility Document. Each person who serves on the board, whether it's in the capacity as an officer or a director, will be signing this document by motion of the board. So we're going to have Jeff Tom read this document to everyone before we begin elections.
Okay.
So here we go.
Sorry. California Council of the Blind policy regarding expectations, roles, and responsibilities for members of the Board of Directors, adopted October 17, 2013. Successful actions happen in organizations when board members contribute work, wisdom, and wealth. Board members are to lead by example. California Council of the Blind seeks board members who can commit to the following expectations, roles, and responsibilities. These are all bulleted. I'm not going to read bullet every time, but they are bulleted.
And folks, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, please. Thank you.
Should be a member and participate actively in a local chapter unless one is not within a reasonable distance from where you reside. Contribute at least 5 hours per week, including board and committee meetings. The president will contribute at least 30 hours per week, and the treasurer will contribute at least 16 hours per week. Promote the board mission, vision, and strategic plan. Determine organizational policies between conferences and conventions. Got a little page is upside down here. Monitor the implementation of CCB policies, the strategic plan, and the success of programs. Remain informed about CCB's financial health. Approve and monitor the annual budget. Be familiar with the constitution and bylaws of CCB. Actively contribute to at least one committee on a monthly basis. Distribute presentation and meeting materials in accessible formats to all board members for review no later than 4 days prior to board meetings. Read all meeting materials before attending board meetings. Keep confidential all personal information about CCB board members and employees, as well as CCB clients, property negotiations, personnel issues, and CCB-related legal matters per the CCB confidentiality policy. Take the initiative to communicate ideas and concerns to the board officers. The stable upside down. Share their knowledge and expertise with members of the board. Be an advocate for CCB on the state level, as well as in local communities. Encourage member involvement in CCB. Look for and develop new leadership and make appointment recommendations to the president or a committee chair. Board members, to the best of their ability, shall set an example to the membership by contributing financially to the organization. Support CCB's sponsored events by getting involved in event planning, purchasing tickets, attending these events, and encouraging others to attend as well. Maintain and develop CCB membership by encouraging others to become members. Disclose the existence of his or her financial interest per the CCB policy regarding conflicts of interest and discharge of duties. Each will be given the opportunity to disclose all material facts relating to his or her financial interest to the officers and directors who are considering the proposed transaction or arrangement to determine whether a conflict of interest exists. Be actively involved in all organization fundraising efforts to ensure the board acquires the necessary resources to adequately fund CCB's programs, services, activities, and staff. Lead and manage the organization as a business. In order for the CCB to thrive, the board must have adequate resources, effective strategies, measurable goals, and realistic timetables for their achievement. Demonstrate at all times professionalism, appropriate behavior, sensitivity, respect, and courtesy toward other board members, staff, membership, and the general public, particularly when there are differences in opinion. Possess and demonstrate skills and abilities in a majority of the following areas: leadership, planning, evaluations, decision-making, effective oral and written communications, ability to interpret budgets and financial reports, fundraising, conflict resolution, membership, and community relations, and innovative thinking. Attend and actively participate in all board of directors meetings with no more than two absences within a year, parens July 1st June through June 30th. Review and sign on an annual basis the CCB policies regarding conflict of interest and discharge of duties, confidentiality, and expectations, roles, and responsibilities for members of the board of directors. Statement of understanding and agreement. In signing this statement, I confirm that I have received a copy of the California Council of the Blind policy regarding expectations, roles, and responsibilities for members of the board of directors and agree to abide by the guidelines set forth therein. And then room for date and signature. And that is the document.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. And remember, folks, everyone, please stay in your seats. No moving around, or you probably won't get a ballot. Okay. All right. We have... Yes, Bernice. Remind me. Okay, let's get a mic.
I think she's
okay, what,
correct.
What Bernice said, and I went over to ask, I went over to ask because I couldn't remember, and Bernice is saying now that the chair of the nominations committee is supposed to present the slate. And I don't know if Pam... Apology is in the room. She was... You are. Oh, yay. Oh, no. Gabe and Artis are sitting together. Oh, you're not.
Get apart.
Oh, it's Gabe and Frank. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh. We're getting a mic over to...
I have the mic.
Pam?
I have it.
Okay, great. Madam Chair, okay. Floor is yours.
The slate is Second Vice President Roger Peterson, Secretary Judy Wilkinson, Board of Directors Linda Perrell, Vita Zavalli, Robert Wendt, and John Ross. Thank you. Artis Basin, sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay. So what we're going to do now is, and because we were told we don't need to do it three times, asking for nominations from the floor. I know that was mentioned. That was mentioned 2 years ago, actually, that we don't need to do it three times. So everybody stay awake and be ready. The first office is the office of Second Vice President, and the Roger Peterson was the person who was on the slate. Do we have any nominations from the floor? And I hear Margie Donovan. Okay, and we hear several seconds. Margie stated nominations be closed and Roger be elected by acclamation. There was a second.
Madam Chair, as a point of order, does it have to be three times?
No. No. Yes. Are the ALDs working, by the way? I would like to know that. Either that or folks were talking and they didn't hear and no one asked for a point of order when I mentioned it.
Ronnie? Brooks, you want to turn up his mic?
No, they're turning it on. Basically, and go ahead, Mitch.
Well,
I'll let you.
While I understand, and Don Wells gave us the same advice.
Don Stevens.
Or Don Stevens.
You weren't at our strategic plan.
No, Don Wells.
Let him speak.
Don Wells is the strategic planning man. While they're correct that it is
correct,
not necessary.
No.
I'm getting older, and I believe in tradition.
Oh,
and
you guys,
I think, and I think that.
Oh, okay.
And I think that we at least need to call for further nominations at least once.
We could do that, absolutely. And I actually did, but that's okay. I think the ALDs aren't working, or too many people are talking to each other. Because I actually paused and gave folks a good chance to. Good. Perfect.
Madam President.
Okay, folks. So what we are going to do.
Madam President.
Okay, one
comment.
Moment. One moment, yes.
This is Teddy Joy Rimhild, and I
Go
just
ahead.
Wanted to support the idea of, not necessarily because of tradition, but I think one or two, I think once is too little, and I think two or three is okay because it gives everybody a moment to pause, to think. And it isn't rushed through like some kind of, you know, yes, thank you.
Sounds good. In this organization, the membership definitely has the ability to speak its mind. So no problem there. Thank you. We will then, because I guess Teddy Joy is going to jump up and run against Roger, I think. I don't know. All righty, folks. Teddy Joy said, in your dreams. I love it. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do this again. And if we can please have order. The office up for election is the office of Second Vice President. The nominations committee brings before the group the name of Roger Peterson. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? One last time. Other nominations from the floor? This is Groundhog Day. Margie moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Roger.
I want to thank the convention assembled for this honor of being reelected, and I've been told that I add to the team, and I will try to continue to add to the team, and I wish to thank and release from their responsibilities the two people whom I asked to speak, Rob Turner and Luis Herrera. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next office is the Office of Secretary, and the Nominations Committee has put forth the name of Judy Wilkinson. Do we have any nominations from the floor?
Yes.
Who seeks the floor?
They're coming.
Mike is going.
And go ahead and stand up when you say yes so that it can help folks.
He did.
Hello, this is Robert Wendt. In the contribution to democracy, I'd like to nominate Artis Bazin for secretary.
Okay. And Artis, do you accept?
I do.
Okay. We have the name of Artis Bazin. Any other nominations from the floor? Last time, any nominations from the floor? Yes. Okay, nominations be closed. And a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, so we have, and you'll have to help me out here. We have Judy Wilkinson and Artis Bazin. While we have, Judy, who do you have to be your speakers?
I'm proud to ask Frank Welty to speak for me, Madam President.
Okay. And do you have any other speakers, or it will be Frank Welty?
It'll just be
perfect.
Frank.
Thank you. Artis. Do you have one or two speakers for you?
Yes, Robert Wendt and Lena Dawes.
Okay. Robert Wendt and Lena Dawes. Now remind me, folks, as people are speaking, is that when ballots are being passed out? Okay, thank you. All righty. Remember, those who are passing out ballots, only give them to people with badges that have orange dots. If someone says, oh, I left it in my room, you know me, don't give them a ballot.
Don't do anything to your ballot.
And don't do anything to your ballot yet.
Madam President?
Yes, Peter.
How much time will each candidate be given for their speeches?
You have a total of 5 minutes to be split however they wish to do so. So each candidate will have 5 minutes for their speaker. Thank you. Okay. All right. Can we get a microphone over to Frank Welty? And remember, don't do anything to your ballot yet, please. And folks, all stay put so you can make sure to get a ballot. We're getting a microphone over to Frank Welty.
Madam President and fellow CCB members and guests, it is my privilege this evening to speak in behalf of Judy Wilkinson for the Office of Treasurer of the California Council of the Blind.
Not treasurer.
Secretary, excuse me.
You know, that's news to Peter.
You know, there's a reason for that, because I'm sitting next to a person who has multiple positions as treasurer, so I guess it's on my brain.
Go ahead, Frank.
Secretary, thank you.
And,
yes.
And Frank, can you get closer to the mic, please?
Yes. And again, I speak in favor of Judy Wilkinson as secretary of this organization, and I do so for two primary reasons, and I think when you hear these, you'll see why she was nominated by the nominating committee. First of all, she has demonstrated in recent years a deep level of commitment to service to our community through CCB. For example, as you all pretty much well know, she is the editor of our quarterly magazine, The Blind Californian, our award-winning magazine, and she has been the editor since the summer of 2010. She is also serving as the president of the California Library Users of America statewide affiliate, which she has done since the fall of 2010. And as if that didn't keep her busy enough, she has also served as the president of the Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni Association since the spring of 2012. And, of course, she is also a member of the CCB Board of Directors, where she has distinguished herself, particularly this summer, as serving as one of the two board liaisons to the guide dog users of California, where she has assisted them through some difficult times. And as if that all wasn't enough, she was also a very active and committed contributor and fundraiser for the San Francisco Regional Mutt-Strutt Steering Committee, and she has been so for the last 2 years. In addition to all of these acts of service which she has given to this organization, she brings a number of very important skills to her position as secretary. Of course, she has over 28 years of experience as an English professor in a community college setting, as well as other numerous writing and editing jobs. And, again, on the chapter level, she has been serving as the chair of the fundraising committee for the Bayview chapter, including chairing their world-famous and historical lasagna fundraiser for the last couple of years. So this is a person who brings commitment to this organization and great talent, which she will use in behalf of this organization as our secretary. And I urge you to support Judy Wilkinson.
Thank you. Okay, we have Robert Wendt and Lena Dawes to rise to speak for Artis Bazin. And you have 5 minutes between the two of you. Okay. So
okay.
Please start.
Okay, Robert Wendt here. And I ask Lena's permission to go first. Artists, I've never seen her not moving. One of the things that's interesting
Stay
about
close
her,
to the microphone, Robert.
Sorry. One of the things that's interesting about her is I always see her moving. She's always doing something. She's involved in something, or she's at a committee meeting, or something is happening around artists. She's currently the co-chair of the ACB Membership Committee. She's also the chair of our Membership Committee. And she's involved on the PR committee for ACB also. She's been the chapter president in her former life in another state, and she's been a chapter president here on several occasions. She's also been on the ACB board, and she's previously been on the CCB board and served as secretary. What else do we got here? She's currently serving on the Governmental Affairs Committee. And just kind of a side note, Artis was one of the people that kind of guided me when I went to my first legislative seminar, and I appreciate that. And I think that's it for me.
Okay. Lena, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, hi, thanks. It's my privilege to speak for Artis as secretary. Artis has been one of the people that I've worked very closely with in the California Council of Blind Students. She was our board liaison and was also our treasurer for 2 years. And even though she is not a treasurer currently, she still remains a trusted advisor with a lot of wisdom and knowledge to share with us. And actually, she was one of the people that helped me at my first legislative seminar as well. Artis is a writer. She's written 4 books as well as a pamphlet, A Guide to a Successful College Experience, which happened to be my Bible in my senior year. and she is also has a lot of business sense. She has her own business, Bays and Communications, and is part of several networking groups that dealing with business in her community. She's very active in her community outside of the blindness movement as well. And I think most importantly, she's been a roommate and friend and someone that I can talk to and that will work with people and act as a mentor. And I appreciate her mentorship and friendship and believe she'll make an amazing secretary. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, everyone has a ballot. Someone said no. Who does not have a ballot? Keith. Do you have a badge with an orange dot on it? Okay. Okay. If you wish to vote for Judy Wilkinson as secretary, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Artis Bazin as secretary, tear off one corner of your ballot. Again, if you wish to vote for Judy Wilkinson, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Artis Bazin, please tear off one corner of your ballot. Okay? Pick up the ballots. And I definitely know what I forgot. No. I am. Yes, I do. One thing I believe is everyone is treated the same. No, what I actually forgot was the list for the chapters and affiliates to call for those votes. What I wish to ask, I know, that's what I have a secretary for, right? Madam Chair of Credentials? Yes, I knew you would. I love this. Team work. We are a team. Yes, Ed is going to have you come forward. Yay! Please let's give a huge, huge hand for our credentials chair, Pam Pology. Yes. What I will also say in the interest of team spirit and team support, The membership committee also assisted in contacting all chapters and affiliates to get rosters in, remind folks of deadlines, see if anyone needed help. So this has definitely been a great, great team approach. Everybody has put in so much work to make this happen, and to have so many folks have turned in their documents on time, and if anyone needed assistance, it was definitely given. And Ed is getting a mic for our credentials chair. Oh, you're there. Perfect. You got it right there in front of you. So all chapter and affiliate delegates, please be prepared.
It was folded a corner off, right?
Okay, to vote for, because I just heard somebody ask, what was it? To vote for Judy Wilkinson, leave the ballot whole. To vote for Artis Bazin, tear off a corner. All right. Do we have our tabulating person?
Yes.
All right, Peter, our treasurer.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Okay. I'm losing my voice, you guys. I'll do the best I can. ACB Capital Chapter, Delegate Joni Patchy. Alternate is I can't read. Marcia Donovan, and yeah, there are 7 votes. Four for Judy Wilkinson, 3 for Artis Bazin. Okay, Active Line Inland Valleys Chapter, Delegate Christy Crespin, alternate Ed Crespin, 5 votes.
3 votes, Judy, 2 votes, Artis.
3 votes, Judy, 2 votes, Artis. Alameda County Chapter, Delegate Katrina McCurdy, alternate none, 5 votes. I'm sorry, 5 votes.
5 votes for Judy Wilkinson.
5 votes, Judy Wilkinson. Okay, Antelope Valley's not here. Associations of Multicultural Concerns, Delegate Charles Navarrete, alternate Joseph Lopez, 5 votes.
3 votes, Artis, 2 votes, Judy.
3 votes, Artis, 2 votes, Judy. Bayview Chapter, Delegate Steve Ford, no alternate, 10 votes.
7 votes, Judy Wilkinson, 3 votes, Artis Bazin.
7 votes, Judy Wilkinson, 3 votes, Artis Bazin. Rural Revival League of California, Delegate Keith Johnson, no alternate, 5 votes.
5 votes, Judy Wilkinson.
5 votes, Judy Wilkinson. Butte County Council of the Blind, Delegate Lena Dawes, alternate none, 5 votes. 5 votes, Artis Bazin. California Council of Blind Students, Delegate Daryl Dawes, alternate Anthony Cinderello, 5 votes.
5 votes, Artis Bazin.
5 votes, Artis Bazin. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision,
5 votes.
So, hold it. Delegate Susan Hyatt, alternate Bernice Candarian, 5 votes. Please go ahead.
Artists.
5 votes, Artis. Okay. California Library Users of California, Delegate Judy Wilkinson. No alternate, and 5 votes.
5 votes, Judy Wilkinson.
Coachella Valley Chapter, Delegate Melissa Rowe, no alternate, 5 votes.
3 votes, Judy Wilkinson,
2 votes, Artis Bazin. Crompton Chapter, Delegate Michael Richardson, no alternate, 7 votes.
Seven votes, Artis Bazin.
Contra Costa Chapter, Delegate Vita Zavali, alternate Gabe Griffith, 5 votes.
4 votes, Judy Wilkinson, 1 vote, Artis Bazin.
East Los Angeles Chapter, Delegate Luis Herrera, alternate Stephanie L. Rude, 7 votes. 7 votes, Judy Wilkinson. Fresno Chapter, Delegate Nancy Englund, no alternate, 5 votes. 5 votes, Artis Bazin. Glendale Burbank Chapter, Delegate Teddy Joy Rimhill, alternate Artis Bazin, 7 votes. 7 votes, Artis Bazin. Golden Gate is not here. Okay. Greater Bakersfield Chapter. Delegate Paul Young, alternate John Ross, 5 votes. 5 votes, Judy Wilkinson. Granny Lake was not here. Greater Long Beach Chapter, Delegate Robert Wendt, no alternate, 5 votes.
5 votes.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Oh, dear.
What?
Three votes, Artis Bazin. 2 votes, Judy Wilkinson.
He must be sitting next to Ken.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter, Delegate Pamela Hill Metz, alternate Lynn Coates, 5 votes. 3 votes, Artis Bazin. 2 votes, Judy Wilkinson. Guide Dog Users of California, Delegate Ken Metz, alternate Frank Welty, 5 votes.
4 votes, Wilkinson, 1 vote, Bazin.
4 votes, Wilkinson, 1 vote, Bazin. Okay. High Desert is not here. Okay, let's see. Okay. Orange County Chapter, Delegate Gail Crossan, alternate Debbie Kessler, 5 votes. 5 votes, Wilkinson. Okay. Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni Association, Delegate Donna Sanchez, no alternate, 5 votes.
2.5 for Artis and 2.5 for Judy.
2.5 Artis Bazin, 2.5 Judy Wilkinson. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, Delegate David Hanlon, alternate Roy Harmon, 5 votes. 5 votes, Artis Bazin. Redwood Empire Council of the Blind and Low Vision, Delegate Gigi DeMarie, alternate Eric Smiley, 6 votes. 4 votes, Judy Wilkinson, 2 votes, Artis Bazin. San Bernardino Chapter, Delegate Theodore Wilbert, Alternate Ava Jean, 12 votes.
12 votes, Judy Wilkinson.
12 votes, Judy Wilkinson. San Diego Borough Club Chapter, Delegate Pat Bogard, Alternate Charlene Ornelas, 5 votes.
Four votes,
Artis Bazin, 1 vote, Judy Wilkinson. San Diego Chapter, Delegate Lori Freeman, Alternate Lee Morton, 5 votes.
Five votes,
Artis Bazin. San Francisco Chapter, Delegate Linda Perel, Alternate is David Jackson, 7 votes. Three and a half votes for Wilkinson, 3.5 votes for Bazin. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, Delegate Robin Rader, Alternate Vince Calderon, 10 votes. 10 votes, Artis Bazin. Okay. Let's see. San Mateo Chapter, Delegate Diane Griffith, Alternate Gene Ackerman, 6 votes. Hello?
Wake up.
Want to call him one more time?
Call for the chapter one more time.
San Mateo Chapter, are you here?
Okay.
Last call, San Mateo Chapter. Moving on. Silicon Council of the Blind Chapter, Delegate Rob Turner, Alternate Roger Peterson, 18 votes. 10 votes Wilkinson, 8 votes Bazin. 10 votes Wilkinson, 8 votes Bazin. Okay. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, Delegate Margaret Buckman Garcia, Alternate Tammy Stevens, 6 votes. 3 votes Judy Wilkinson, 3 votes Artis Bazin. That concludes the list, Madam President.
Thank you. Nice. We have some ballot holders in the audience there. has everyone turned in their ballots? All right. Everyone has turned in their ballots.
Peter's coming.
And Peter's doing the tabulating.
Madam President?
Yes, Pam.
While they're doing that, could I just amend a wrong? This has nothing to do with voting, but just something I left out earlier that I wanted to say.
Certainly.
Thank you. In my haste to try to get out of your way, because I was a little late getting in here when I was doing my thank yous, and it's not without great significance, it's just because I messed up, that I wanted to thank Steve Ford. He's my committee member on the Credentials Committee, and he's a great help to me and in support and logistics. And I also neglected in my haste to thank the membership committee, because I know that they made a lot of phone calls to remind people to get their information into the office. So I apologize for my thanklessness, and I do thank you guys with all my heart. Thank you so much.
Peter is still tallying. Let's do a door prize. Peter, do we have time for a door prize? Yes, I think so. Okay. So I have another chill mat up here for the puppies in the audience. Chill mat. I'll go ahead and pick. A chill mat and a box of chocolates. So you can eat your box of chocolates while you chill on the chill mat. Robert Wendt. Yay. All right. So you can chill while you...
That ought to wake him up for when I call his name next time.
That's right.
Until you get the drop afterwards.
He gets a chill while he chows. I know.
That may wake him up, too.
I know. All righty. Peter's still tabulating, so let's do another door prize. Yeah. Doo-doo-doo. Where's my name? I put a little hole in one of the tickets, and I think that's the one that's got my name in it. So I'm trying to feel for the little hole.
What are you giving away?
We're giving away a Starbucks card. And the winner is Alice McGrath. Are you in the room? Yeah. All right. Can you stand up? There you go. She is in the room. Yay. All righty. There. They're still tabulating. Let's do another door prize. Applebee's gift card. All righty. Mary Lou Baracco, are you in the room? Nope. You know, I have Mary Lou up here. Just not Mary Lou Baracco. Pedro Romero.
Pedro!
Pete. I saw Peter like pick his head up for a little bit and I thought, ooh. But nope, not yet. He's still tabulating. Peter Pardini is tabulating. Do we have any fudge?
Yes.
No, yeah. Okay. Fudge. Wonderful fudge. That must be Jim back there. Yeah, I know, Jim. All right. A bag of fudge. Let's see who gets it. Christy Crespin. I heard someone ask her if she was going to share with her husband. And she said, yeah, Joni said she's going to say no way.
Okay, Don.
All right, Madam President, here has the results. Yes, Mr. Treasurer.
And for Judy Wilkinson, 149 votes. For Artis Basin, 133 votes. Judy Wilkinson is elected secretary.
Okay. Can we get a microphone?
I have a microphone.
Perfect.
I want to thank everyone so much for this honor, and I promise to serve you well. And I want to say I'm so pleased that so many chapters bridged the north-south gap and split their votes. And it's an amazingly close vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have a microphone for artists?
Thank you, all my supporters. I appreciate it, and I still love CCB.
Both of them.
I
love it. We all love them. Yes. Okay. Thank you very, very much. Okay. So the next, we have a director seat, and the nominations committee has put the name of Artis Bazin forward for the director seat. Artis, do you accept that nomination? Yes. Okay. Perfect. Everybody wake up. Are there any nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor? Okay, we had to move to close and second and elect. Yes, okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, artists. Thank you very much. Okay. The next name put forward by the nominations committee for a director seat is the name of John Ross. And I would like to find out if there are any nominations from the floor. Yes, Margie.
I rise to nominate Paul Patchy Jr.
Okay, and Paul, you accept? Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Last time, any other nominations from the floor? All right. We had a mover and a seconder. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion carries. So, everybody stay in your spots. Put those badges with orange dots on where they can be seen. Remember, everybody, no one gets a ballot unless they have their badge with their orange dot.
Shh.
Do not do anything with your ballots yet. John, do you have speakers? Ken Metz and Steve Fort. And Ken will go first. I'd like to know, Paul, do you have two speakers? You have one speaker? Margie Donovan will be your speaker. Okay. All right. And Ken?
I have a mic when you're ready, Donovan.
All right. And you have 5 minutes to split between you? Okay, go.
Thank you. I'm very proud to put into nomination or follow up with the nomination of John Ross as a director for the California Council of the Blind. John has been a member of the California Council of the Blind starting in 1999, although they were chartered in 2000. John has been an extremely active member of CCB, has worked hard all through his time here. In the last 13, 14 years in CCB, he has participated in, of course, fundraising for many years, and the last several years he's also been able to obtain our sweepstakes tickets and our Mudstrut sweepstakes ticket this year for free printing through his some people through his Lions Club. John is a Lions Club member. As I said, he is the fundraising chair and has done some great things in presenting our fundraising program and also in really providing some great meetings. But what a lot of people don't know about John is not only is he and has he been involved in CCB, But I can tell you from being at least in at least four conventions at ACB that John is not only always there, but he's always willing and able and assisting with a lot of volunteer work on tours and other things that people have needed. John is a complete believer in our program. He's a complete believer in ACB and CCB. John also has worked very hard in every office in the Bakersfield chapter of CCB and has also been extremely involved in the Dining in the Dark program that has been successful and gained success every year that they've been doing that in the Bakersfield chapter. Again, I hope you'll give your votes to a very deserving person, John Ross.
1 minute for your final speaker.
Mike is coming.
Oh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know John Ross. Have come to know him first on the CCB fundraising committee and in my tenure as president of the Braille Revival League of California for the last 4 years. He has been one of my right-hand people, and that really is important, especially in a running, managing a state affiliate chapter. And he was the treasurer and answers my emails sometimes within an hour. And there's constant communication and very trustworthy, very reliable, and very capable, and low-profile type person who's really active, and there's a lot behind the scenes. And I urge your vote for John Ross for director, board of, director seat. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. And we have Margie Donovan to speak for Paul Patchy Jr.
Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to speak for Paul Patchy Jr., fondly known to us Sacramentans as Pauly. He said I could say that. I've known Paul since for about 10 years. I first met him when he was a volunteer at Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind and later became a staff member, and I've never known anyone to work as hard as this young man does. He is currently the president of our Sacramento chapter, our ACB Capital chapter in Sacramento. He has served as our first vice president of that chapter. This year, he's stepped up into a leadership role, and I've really seen incredible leadership abilities from him as our president. Many of you probably know Paul from working at hospitality. Wherever there's a hospitality room, Paul will always work, regardless of whether it's our chapter or anybody else. He's also a great volunteer at conventions. Paul this year served as the co-chair of the Sacramento Area Mutt-Strut. I think his commitments in demonstration in our chapter with fundraising and his demonstration with the Sacramento Area Mutt-Strut shows a solid commitment to raising funds. He's currently serving on the TOG. Paul, even though he's a young man, he's got great leadership abilities. He manages a vending stand in Sacramento, and I got to tell you, it's one of the best. I happened to eat there recently. Has healthy foods. I like that. And I encourage all of you to cast your vote for a young and upcoming leader in this organization, Mr. Paul Patchy Jr. Thank you.
Okay, if you wish to vote for John Ross, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Paul Patchy Jr., tear off one corner of your ballot. Again, if you wish to vote for John Ross, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Paul Patchy Jr., tear off one corner of your ballot.
Did you already ask if everybody got a ballot?
Everybody should have a ballot. Oh, okay. You want to make sure no one... does everybody have a ballot? Yes. Good. Okay. Perfect. No twosies. All right, everyone. Remember, if you wish to vote for John, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Paul, tear off one corner. At this time, while ballots are being collected, we'll have our roll call.
Just don't forget to collect my ballot. Okay. You guys ready? Awake? Okay. ACB Capital Chapter? Hold it. Delegate Joni Patchy, alternate Margie Donovan, 7 votes, go.
I
proudly
cast all 7 votes for Paul Patchy Jr.
7 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. Okay. Active Blind Inland Valleys Chapter, Delegate Christy Crespin, alternate Ed Crespin, 5 votes.
3 votes for John, 2 votes for Paul.
3 votes for John, 2 votes for Paul. Alameda County Chapter, Delegate Katrina McCurdy, no alternate, 5 votes.
5 votes for John Ross.
5 votes, John Ross. Okay. Association for Multicultural Concerns, Delegate Charles Navarrete, alternate Joseph Lopez, 5 votes.
5
votes, John Ross.
Who seeks for the floor? Let's get Frank a mic. Frank, go ahead and here it comes.
Pardon me for being a pest, but is it necessary for us to hear the names of delegates and alternate delegates again?
Okay.
Perfect.
As you wish. Bayview Chapter, 10 votes. 9 votes, John Ross. 1 vote, Paul Patchy. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, John Ross.
5 votes, John Ross. Butte County Council of the Blind, 5 votes.
3 votes, John Ross. 2 votes, Paul Patchy.
3 votes, John Ross. 2 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. 3 votes, Paul Patchy Jr., 2 votes, John Ross. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes.
4 votes, Ross, 1 vote, Patchy.
4 votes, Ross, 1 vote, Patchy. California Library Users of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, Ross.
5 votes, Ross. Coachella Valley Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Paul Patchy Jr.
5 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. Compton Chapter, 7 votes.
7 votes, Ross.
7 votes, Ross. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 4 votes, John Ross, 1 vote, Paul Patchy Jr. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. 7 votes, John Ross. Fresno Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, John Ross.
Glendale Burbank Chapter, 7 votes.
5 votes, John Ross, 2 votes, Paul Patchy Jr.
Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes. Hi, John. Five votes for John Ross. Greater Long Beach Chapter, 5 votes. 3 votes, John Ross, 2 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, John Ross. Okay. Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, John Ross.
5 votes, John Ross.
Get her a chill mat.
Let's see here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for my place here.
Okay.
Hang on.
No worries.
Okay. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes. 4 votes, Ross. 1 vote, Patchy. Orientation Center, I'm sorry, for the Blind Alumni Association, 5 votes.
2 votes.
You have 5. That doesn't add to 5.
Well,
2.5. 2.5, John Ross. 2.5, Paul Patchy Jr. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. Redwood Empire Chapter, 6 votes. 6 votes, John Ross. San Bernardino Chapter, 12 votes. 12 votes, John Ross. San Diego Borough Club Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes.
But.
Better make sure you're going to say the same thing.
Brown Club, San Diego Brown Club votes, 3 votes for Ross, John Ross, and 2 votes for Paul Patchy.
3 votes, John Ross, 2 votes, Paul Patchy Jr. San Diego Chapter. 5 votes?
Sorry, 5 votes, John Ross.
5 votes, John Ross. San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes? 4 votes, John Ross, 3 for Paul Patchy Jr. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 10 votes? 10 votes, John Ross. San Mateo County Chapter, are you here?
Nope.
Hey. Silicon Valley Chapter, 18 votes.
13 votes, Ross, 5 votes, Patchy.
13 votes, Ross, 5 votes, Patchy. Yosemite Gateway Chapter.
2 votes, John Ross. 4 votes, Paul
Patrick. I'm sorry, I didn't say 6 votes. I meant to. Okay. Can you say that one more time?
2 for John Ross, 4 for Paul Patrick.
2 for John Ross, 4 for Paul Patrick. And that concludes the list, Madam President.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I hear door prize.
Yes.
Yes. And there goes Mary Lou to the box of door prizes. Let's have some fudge. Yeah. We're going to have fudge. We're going to have fudge, a bag of fudge, and the green plastic doggy bone doggy bag dispenser, poop bag dispenser. Have a bone to pick with you. Did you get into my fudge? Kevin Berkery. They don't even have a dog, Margie says. Oh, his sister does. Oh, she'll love that. That's so cute. Okay. Let's do another bag of fudge. And another doggy bone bag dispenser. Steven Mendelson. Yay! Margie says that goes to Judy. Okay. We have a trick-or-treat bag from the Yosemite Gateway folks. Robin Rader, are you in the room? Yay! All right, Robin. When you hear Margie coming, be quiet, because she says, we're your friends, we want your candy. Oh, no, Joni wants it. Joni's friendly, though, so. Yeah. Okay.
Do we have the John Ross 60?
We have an...
34.
Okay. We have a cash prize of $25 and an APH Insights art calendar. All righty, let's see what we've got here. Oh, and it was donated by the Orange County chapter. Tammy Stevens, are you in the room? Yay, good. All right. Peter, okay. How you doing?
I have it.
Peter has it. All righty, no door prizes for now.
Oh. The totals are John Ross, 213.5. Paul Patchy, 82.5.
Ah.
John Ross is the winner.
All righty. Can we get a mic over to John Ross?
Thank you all for your support. I just want to say that I will do my very best to be of service to this great organization, and I thank you all.
Okay, if we can get a mic over to Paul Patchy
Paul, he's
Jr.
Right here in the front, right
he's right over here in the front by loud Margie. I know.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that voted for me. I really appreciate the votes, and it's been a great honor to come out and get my name out and get known. Thank you.
Yay! Okay, now the the next director seat, the name put forward by the nominations committee, is the name of Linda Perrell, and Linda, do you? I'm doing that too quick. Are there any nominations from the floor?
What?
Oh, she does, because she came from the nominations. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't ask. That's why I didn't ask for that one. Good point, though. Any other nominations from the floor? All right. Somebody said, wait. They're conferring. They're waiting for a microphone. What?
Who is?
Please stand up. Whoever said wait. They're in the back, in the left somewhere.
Nobody's standing.
They changed their mind. All right. Charlene moved nominations be closed, and I heard a second. All right. All those in favor of nominating Linda by acclamation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
I always seem to benefit by the lateness of the hour, and I very, very much appreciate that. I am thrilled to be able to be on the board for one more term and to regale myself and you with all our exploits in the next 2 years.
Okay. The next name put forward by the nominations committee is the name of Robert Wendt. And I will now ask if there are any nominations from the floor. Any other nominations from the floor?
Second.
Okay. Lena moved and Jean seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Yeah.
No, I think we have,
they had to wake me up again for...
Now you have the chocolate and the chill mat. All right, Robert.
It was the chill mat, believe me. I really want to thank everybody, and all I'd like you to hear is I will listen to you, and I promise to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The last director seat. The name that has been put forward by the nominations committee is Vita Zavoli. And do we have any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor? Hold on 1 second.
Madam President, is there no other election tonight?
I thought there was another one with the vacancy of Judy Wilkinson's position.
No.
Oh, this one is? Oh. Okay, then I have a nomination.
There was a motion on the floor. Oh, she did have her hand up. Okay. One moment. Okay. They saw, even though Teddy Joy did not call out, they did see her hand up before nominations were closed. So,
I was saying, point of inquiry.
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. But your hand was up, so. Okay, make your motion, please.
I nominate Charles Navarrete.
Okay. And Charles, do you accept?
I thought that there was going to be another vacancy because Judy was like a secretary.
No. This is it. Do you accept, Charles? That
who's going to fill her position?
Charles, do you order, please?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you, Charles. Okay. thank you. Okay. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Jeff asked for a point of order. Let's get a mic over to Jeff. So far, we have the names of Vita Zavoli and Charles Navarrete on the floor. Excuse me. And Jeff is asking for a point of order.
He withdraws.
Okay, Jeff rejected it. All right. Last time, are there any other? Thank you. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Vita, who will your two speakers be?
Gabriel
Rickett
and Thomas
Bacon. Okay. Charles, who will your two speakers be?
Richard Rueda and Roger
Peterson. Okay. Now, Vita Zavoli, if you choose to vote for Vita Zavoli, oh, that's right, hear the speeches first. I tell ya.
Okay.
Okay. Let us, who seeks the floor? We'll get a mic to Lena.
This is Lena Dawes, and I have a point of order. Can officers speak for people running?
According to our Constitution, it's not prohibited. Officers can speak. It does not state in our Constitution that they're not able to. Ours isn't like... Yeah, but she asked the question, so I'm answering it. And yeah, but Roger is. And so is Gabe.
Yeah.
Frankly, I personally wouldn't, but that's just personal. Our Constitution says it's okay. So. Okay. Let me get my... All righty. Do we have a microphone to Vita's first speaker? Now, both of you, remember, have 5 minutes between you to share. Okay, please begin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure this evening and privilege to rise in order of support for Vita Zavoli. Vita, I would like to first start by mentioning a question that Mitch asked in the president's meeting this evening. Mitch asked the candidates, who's going to work, or how hard are you going to work, and what are you going to do for this organization? Or at least paraphrasing what he said. You're not going to find anybody that works harder for this organization than VITA. I'm probably going to miss a few, but I'm going to do my best to tell you some of what VITA does for this organization. VITA was very instrumental in the last few years when we were starting up and getting the Contra Costa County chapter off the ground. VITA has been very involved in the San Francisco chapter. She is currently their treasurer and has served for several years as the fundraising chair. Who here remembers the corner store? VITA has also been very involved with the technical operations group. In fact, she chairs that committee. And that committee is a lot of work. They, just in a few things, are responsible for the day-to-day running of the website. They administer and create email lists for chapters when they set that up. They offer training for those chapter moderators or list moderators. She is overseeing the CCB chapter website, changing venues to a new site that is going to offer us the ability to do things like blogging and submitting forms and payments online to CCB, making sure that those are in a very accessible format. Whenever CCB is looking at any new software or hardware, the TOG is in charge of looking at that and vetting those things. This summer, VITA was very involved with the Guide Dog Users of California and getting that organization back in order. They had to rework a lot of their constitution. They had a lot of work with the Treasury and just overall trying to get things back in order. And VITA did a lot of work with that.
2 minutes.
And VITA is also very involved in her local Muttstrut in San Francisco, doing a lot of work there. And I want to save some room for the next speaker, so I just want to leave you with VITA is a very hard worker. When it's time to give a report to the board, VITA knows how to give the information that is necessary for a decision and not spend a lot of extra time on a lot of unnecessary information. VITA is going to be a very valuable asset to this organization and to this board. I urge each and every one of you to please vote for VITA. Thank you.
Okay, next speaker.
I am pleased to second the nomination for VITA. VITA has worked with me on the membership committee this year, and she's a very valuable member, always giving good ideas when we were brainstorming for presentations, as well as for doing all of the work that we asked her to do as far as contacting chapters, etc. VITA has worked in the access technology field for over 30 years. She worked with Barrett College in New York. She also worked for the technical support as a specialist for the AFB for many years, as well as being the accessibility consultant for the adaptive technology services. And she also has been a web and software content evaluator.
10 seconds.
For Oracle. So she's very well qualified to help our CCB website and technical operations. Thank you very much. And please vote for VITA.
Thank you. Okay, do we have microphones to
yes.
Charles, two speakers?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, you have 5 minutes between you, and please start.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Retha. It's an honor and a privilege to speak on behalf of Charles Navarrete for the member of the board of directors. I've been a member of CCB for 15 years, and having been on the board, in full support of Charles, and I want to just illustrate some of the things that I have here in front of me that will put Charles up, that he'll be up for the challenge for the board position. Charles in the 1990s served on the board of directors for a period of 6 years, seeing CCB through some of its toughest times. In 1998 to 2000, he was the first vice president of the of CCB. And from 1994 to 2010, Charles served on the Blind Advisory Committee of the Department of Rehabilitation, of which a committee I served with him on. For many of those years, he was the chair of the Blind Advisory Committee. Charles was a member of the Resolution and Governmental Affairs Committees for many years with CCB, and member of the Budget and Finance Committee. Charles was also a board member and past treasurer of the Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys. Since 1990, Charles has been an administrative law judge with the state of California. From 1979 to 1990, he had private practice. He was a former president of the San Gabriel and East LA chapters of CCB. Charles was one of the first persons I met next to Catherine Skivers, who recruited me in the CCB. And again, I rise in support of Charles Navarrete. I think he brings a lot of wealth of experience. Again, thank you for your time, and I'll resign my time to Roger Peterson.
I rise. If I'm going to rise to speak, I better rise to speak. Okay. I want to rise to speak for Charles Navarrete. One of the reasons I was chosen, I think, is that I can pronounce his name. But the other is that I was around here in the days when Charles was on the board before, and when he was first vice president. I'm aware of his service with the BAC, as Richard said. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's an articulate guy. He doesn't always agree with everybody, but that's okay too. And he's an administrative law judge with the Department of Employment and Development, and he has something that is even rarer than a blind person with a job. He's a blind person with a job that doesn't have anything to do with blindness. So I recommend your voting for Charles Navarrete. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. If you wish to vote for Vita Zavali, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Charles Navarrete, tear one corner off of your ballot. Again, if you wish to vote for Vita Zavali, leave your ballot whole. If you wish to vote for Charles Navarrete, tear off one corner of your ballot. One last time, leave your ballot whole for Vita Zavali. Tear off one corner for Charles Navarrete. And if I can have Pam call the roll.
Yes, I will. ACB Capital Chapter, 7 votes. Seven votes, Vita Zavali. Okay. Our Active Blind Inland Valleys Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Vita.
5 votes, Vita. Alameda County Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes for Vita Zavali. Okay, here. Association for Multicultural Concerns, 5 votes.
Five for Navarrete.
Five Navarrete. Bayview Chapter, 10 votes. Seven votes to, oh, I'm sorry. Seven votes, Charles Navarrete. 3 votes, Vita Zavoli. Boyle Revival League of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Charles Navarrete. Butte County Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Vita. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
Shh.
2.5 Charles, 2.5 Vita. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 4 votes, Charles, 1 vote, Vita. California Library Users, 5 votes.
5 votes, Vita.
5 votes, Vita. Coachella Valley Chapter, 5 votes.
2 votes, Vita, 3 votes, Charles.
2 votes, Vita, 3 votes, Charles. Compton Chapter, 7 votes.
7 votes,
Vita. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Vita Zavoli. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. Charles Navarrete.
What was the vote?
Is it 7 votes? 7 votes, Charles Navarrete. Well, we can make calls, you guys, if that's points on the table.
That's our next door
cry. Okay. Okay, I'm going on, so you don't want to miss your turn. Fresno Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Vita. Glendale Burbank Chapter, 7 votes.
5 votes, Charles Navarrete,
2 votes, Vita Zavoli. Okay. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes.
Uh-oh.
Is Bakersfield here? Hello, John.
He was looking for our door prize. That phone.
Can you say that again, please? 5 votes, Vita Zavoli. Okay, hold on. Okay. Greater Long Beach Chapter, 5 votes.
3 votes, Vita, 2 votes, Charles.
3 votes, Vita, 2 votes, Charles. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Vita. Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, Vita.
5 votes, Vita. Okay.
Híjole. Wild woman.
Inland Empire Chapter, let's see. Okay, they're not here. I'm sorry. Okay. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
What?
Those are basketballs.
Oh.
4 votes, Vita. 1 vote, Charles. Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni Association, 5 votes. Two and a half for Charles, 2.5 for Vita. Okay, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes for Vita Zavali. Redwood Empire Council of the Blind and Low Vision, 6 votes. 6 votes, Charles Navarrete. San Bernardino Chapter, 12 votes.
12 votes for Charles Navarrete.
12 votes for Charles Navarrete. San Diego Borough Club Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Charles Navarrete.
5 votes, Charles Navarrete. San Diego Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Navarrete.
5 votes, Navarrete. San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes.
San Francisco Chapter has all of our 7 votes for our favorite daughter, Vita Zavali.
7 votes, Vita Zavali. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 10 votes. 10 votes, Vita Zavali. San Mateo Chapter, did you return? San Mateo, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not mine. Okay, thank you. Oh, sure.
Silicon Council, the Blind Chapter, 18 votes. 14 votes, Vita, 4 Navarrete. Please don't clap because I'm trying to give Peter the correct vote tally, please. Did you hear me on that, Peter?
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Okay. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 6 votes.
6 votes,
Vita Zavali. That concludes the roll call.
Thank you very much. Do we have a door prize? Oh, yeah. John, weren't you doing reconnaissance? Did you get the phone? Yeah, what was it? Oh, Ron Smith is in the room. You missed a door prize. Might have been money. Yeah. That was one of the big ones. We're going to do from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, $25 in cash and a candy bar. Dulce. Patricia Bogart, are you in the room? Oh, she went away. She should have stayed. Robert Rennie, are you in the room? Oh, that money's...
He is here.
What happened?
Back row.
Oh, he's way back there. Well, I can't see you. Ken's pretty happy tonight. I hear that laugh. He's very happy. Okay, so we have, those of you who might have been with us virtually on the Mutt Strut Walk but didn't get to actually strut your mutts with us, we have a Mutt Strut t-shirt with a wag bag and a doggy bandana or a scarf, whatever you want to use it for. So, let's see what we got. Tom Trier. Not here. Okay, let's see. Patricia Davis. Are you in the room? Patty Davis. Alrighty. See, she wasn't there with us, but you know what? Now she was. All right. Ooh. Wow. Bless you. Mary Lou's getting her shirts. Peter's still tabulating.
This floor.
It's on this floor?
Right next to the restaurant.
As you enter the main entrance to the restaurant,
Immediate right.
It's immediately to your right.
Yes.
Wow, bless you, whoever that is. Sounds a little bit like a puppy. Okay, bad dog. Oh. All righty.
Ask her. She makes all the decisions. Those are Harry and David snack boxes.
Why don't we do another bag of fudge? And the dog bone waste bag dispenser. I like that combination. I don't know, I guess I'm tired. Okay, let's see who gets this. Linda O'Neill, are you in the room? Yay, Linda! Woohoo!
Charles?
All right. Oh. How's it going, Peter?
I just about got it through, Donna.
Okay, we're going to do one last doggy waste bag dispenser, and this is a blue one. For the masculine guy in the crowd. And while that masculine guy is running around with his doggy waste bag dispenser with a bone, he'll have $25 cash as well.
Okay.
From the San Gabriel Valley chapter, so. Katie Frederick, are you in the room?
No.
Katie. Let her know she can't buy me a drink because she didn't win that $25. Catherine Schmidt Whitaker, are you in the room?
Hey.
Oh! And you're right, she's not masculine.
I have the tally, Donna.
All right.
If you're ready.
He has the tally.
The votes are 176 for Vita Zavalli, 117 for Charles Navarrete. Vita's been elected to the board of directors.
Okay, if we can get a microphone to Vita and Charles, please.
Oh, my goodness. first, I want to thank Charles for a very difficult and respectful race. And truly, Charles, the membership respects us both, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for entrusting me with this position. I definitely promise to work hard, especially in this time of change at CCB. And I think we need to change the time of elections as quickly as possible. one of the roles, which was very interesting to me in that document that was read, was how it is important to respect each other even when you disagree. I wholeheartedly understand that. One of my very favorite people in the whole world, President Barack Obama, said, disagreement does not mean dysfunction. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Charles Navarrete.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Vita. I really didn't plan to run against her, but, you know, miscalculations are part of the game. So I'd like to thank Richard and Roger for seconding my nomination, and I'd like to thank everyone who voted for me. To paraphrase Willie Davis, Dodger center fielder from the 60s, known as a three dog, it ain't my job and it ain't my family. Life goes on.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And do we have a... All right. Moving and seconding. All those in favor?
Aye.
I love it. I'm not even asking for opposing. Have a good evening. Remember, resolutions are in the vintage room, and hospitality is in Coronado.